Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Tensions between India and Pakistan continue, but the underlying spiritual realities need even more of the global church's attention. Then, Mission Aviation Fellowship celebrates another village transformed by the gospel. We'll tell you what happened in just a few moments. In our first story, next steps for India and Pakistan remain fragile in their days-old ceasefire. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says their indigenous partners are feeling the effects of uncertainty and travel restrictions.
For so many different reasons, a ceasefire couldn't have come quick enough because this is a tinderbox just ready to explode.
But as Christians, we have to look through the spiritual lens. Hindu-majority India has the world's highest concentration of unreached people groups. Pakistan is the second largest Muslim-majority nation in the world.
As with any issue that's country to country where hatred is so deep, it's a matter of the heart, which means the only answer is the gospel.
So how can the body of Christ position itself for spreading the gospel? Unknown Nations partners are already there on the ground in this conflict.
When you've lost everything, you will question your worldview very quickly. This is beginning to get to the place of an insecurity among the people where they are questioning.
As a member of the global church, consider how you might deploy your resources to hotspot areas like the India-Pakistan border, starting with your prayers. We'll connect you to some prayer resources specifically at our website. Next, when the reality of mortality is right before us, we begin to ask deeper questions. This is why military chaplains are indispensable during the war in Ukraine. Eric Mock with the Slava Gospel Association says,
the role of the chaplain is to be an ambassador of Christ, to be an ambassador of hope in a situation that might seem hopeless.
Military chaplains are pastors who choose to serve those affected by war, defenders, their wives or widows, civilians, and children.
These chaplains wade into the storms of their life.
Some minister in field or civilian hospitals, while others go directly to the front lines, risking their lives.
Yet they go, because there may be one soul that may perish apart from the gospel, and the ache on their hearts over the one soul is enough to compel them to go to the front lines.
SGA partners with Ukrainian chaplains, specifically those from the Ukrainian Baptist Union. They provide leadership training, aid in hospitals, summer camps for kids, and much more. A chaplain's work doesn't end when the war is over either. As war leaves lasting scars on society, their capacity to empathize with suffering and help carry those burdens will continue to be crucial.
Pray for these chaplains.
Pray for soldiers and their families and civilians in occupied territories. Pray that chaplains will find ways to bring hope despite the darkness. Then find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, everything changes when fear of the spirit world turns to faith in Christ. Nathan Fogerly is a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship. He shared this story about an Indonesian community.
Often without the airplane and without missionaries coming into a village, the infant mortality rate is about 80%, meaning 4 out of 5 kids do not make it past the age of 2.
One couple had lost 5 children. When their 6th was born a girl, the father said she would die too and rejected her. But her mother believed that naming the child Worm and disfiguring her would keep evil spirits away.
The gospel comes in, though, and it changes. It changes people, changes the cultures. And in this area now, instead of feeling like they've got to harm their kids in order to keep them alive, they start using the names of the kids as a way to celebrate the attributes of God.
Names with meanings like God hears us or compassion. And that little girl, today, she's a believer in Christ.
She's known in the village for producing some amazing songs that glorify her Father in heaven who hasn't rejected her.
Praise God for his redemption in hard stories like these. And pray for missionaries that MAF supports in other spiritually dark communities. Pray that they would be protected and see the gospel change people's lives. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.